This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. The market reactions didn't match the February WASD numbers. We'll have more right after this.
In farming, you can usually trust your gut, but with crop insurance, it's best to trust the data. Because purchasing the same coverage year over year might seem good enough, but it won't maximize your revenue opportunities. Farm Credit Services of America uses Optimum, an exclusive tool that sorts through hundreds of coverage options to find your best fit. Work with specialists and tools dedicated to crop insurance. Call 800-884-FARM or visit fcsamerica.com/optimum. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Today's WASD report was very bearish, particularly in the soybean markets, but you wouldn't be able to tell by looking at how the market prices closed. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride detailed the numbers from this month's report.
Well, minor changes to the corn side of things. We did see a decrease of food, feed, and industrial on the corn usage side of things. So a little bit on the bear side there. We were looking for a minor decrease in ending stocks. We instead get a minor increase to 2.172 billion bushels. So nothing major. When you're talking about 10 million bushels versus the carryout of over 2 billion, it's kind of a drop in the bucket on that one. So nothing major there. On the bean side of things, this is where it was bearish. It was clearly bearish. We saw a decrease in export demand of 35 million bushels made by the USDA. We were personally looking for somewhere between 10 and 15 million, but they obviously see things a little bit differently and cut it by 35. That was the only major change to the beans. So you're looking now at a 315 million bushel ending stock number, up that 35 million bushels from 280 last month. So overall, the U.S. side of things, on the bear side, you did see an increase of 10 million bushels to the wheat ending stocks as well. On the world side of things, a slight decrease off of corn and actually lower than expected. Same thing on the wheat, whereas the beans were actually higher than last month and about 3.5 million tons higher than expected.
For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.